Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Gustavo and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening we are conducting a short public opinion serving your community and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Thank you so much. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. Thank you so much. With which political party are you registered? Republican? Democrat? Or... Thank you very much. Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? Is it African-American black or Asian-American or is it white?
Does it matter?
Just for classification purposes.
White.
Thank you very much. And what is your age?
57.
Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, or probably vote for the Democratic candidate, or least likely to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate.
For the Republican candidate.
Thank you very much. You will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. And the first one is Scott Boyd.
Scott who?
Scott Boyd.
Don't know him.
Thank you very much. Erin Huntley?
Don't know.
Carolina Amesti?
Yes, I know her.
And do you think that is favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
And that varies or somewhat favorable?
I'm sorry?
Is that very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you very much. And Leonard Spencer?
Do you have birds in the background?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry about that.
It's hard to hear sometimes. What was the person again?
Yeah, Leonard Spencer.
Don't know her.
Thank you very much. And Kamala Harris?
Very unfavorable, extremely unfavorable, whatever you want to call it.
Okay, thank you very much. And now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump.
Thank you very much. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amesti, the Republican candidate?
Caroline.
Thank you very much.
Definitely.
And would you say you're definitely... Thank you very much. As you may know, a Republican state representative, Carolina Amesti, was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amesti could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amesti has denied any wrongdoing as these false charges were created by...
What's your question?
Let me finish this. These false charges were created by her political opponents and expects to be found completely innocent. If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amesti, the Republican?
I haven't changed my mind. Because I don't know anything about the charges. I haven't heard anything about the charges. I would have to review it and then see. I'll make it, maybe make a change of it. But right now, it's definitely her.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. And, well, due to State Representative Amesti's arrest, there has been a discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for the seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Aaron Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Huntley.
Thank you. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Aaron Huntley, the Republican candidate? And the another candidate, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
The Republican candidate, probably.
Probably. Thank you very much. And, well, you will now be asking a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else? Thank you very much. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote a Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republicans, or always vote Republicans?
Usually vote Republican.
Thank you so much. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
And would you say very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate?
College graduate, associate's degree.
Thank you very much. And in that way, we have concluded the survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thanks to you. Goodbye.